So now, the Mitter Rebbe is going to explain for us this Be'ita Chishena business. In its time, I will hasten it. So to understand what this means for our role in the Geula, the Mitter Rebbe clarifies terms for us. The expression Be'ita, which means in its time, and this is amazing Chiddush what he says over here. It would seem to imply, the word Be'ita, would seem to imply, and this is how most Jews who have heard the expression think this is what it means. It implies that there's a specific time that Hashem has determined that regardless of everything else, the Geula will come. Meaning that He will arouse Himself to bring the Geula, even if the Yidden didn't do tshuva. There's Be'ita, there's a final bell, and you know whatever was done, whatever wasn't done, but there's a time limit. But Mitter Rebbe then writes, if that was the case, then it would have to be Be'itoi, not Be'ita. Be'itoi means in His time. You know, the Eberstra has a time limit over here, and not Be'ita in her time, which refers to the neshamas of the Yidden in the female language, Lashon Nekeva. So it comes out that this in its time, this Be'ita, which grammatically translates as in her time, cannot be referring to a time when Hashem will be aroused to bring the Geula, because that would have to be Be'itoi in His time. It doesn't say in His time, it says in her time. Rather, what does it mean? This is the Chiddush of the Mitter Rebbe over here. It means the moment when Knesset Yisrael is the source of all the neshamas, when Knesset Yisrael will awaken with a great essential love and desire for Hashem, says Ad Shetechpoitz, as it says in Shir Shirim, that's what Be'ita is. When the neshamas Yisrael will awaken with a great desire and love for Hashem. So Mitter Rebbe says this can be in a time of Mesiris Nefesh, like on an individual level, or of great suffering, Lo'aleinu, or as a result of a self-motivated awakening to a great love and desire for Hashem. So here the Mitter Rebbe presents us with a resolution of the Machloikis in our Gemara. Rabbi Yehoshua, in fact, agrees that there has to be tshuva. But for him, the tshuva which is aroused from above is also good enough. If Hashem arouses, Hashem shines on you a spirit from above, and from that you do tshuva, that's also good, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer, however, he's stricter, and he wants the tshuva to be through the efforts of the Yidden themselves, b'koyach atzmam. Yeah, we heard that a number of times in the Sichas of Nunav from Beitz from the Rebbe, b'koyach atzmam, the efforts of them themselves, of us ourselves. So this demand, this demand of Rabbi Eliezer for such a level of tshuva is because, in his opinion, the Geula must come about through the Or Choizer. Or Choizer means returning light, which means Hashem sends from above to below, and we do something from below to above. That's Or Choizer. And Rabbi Yehoshua holds differently, that the Or Yosher, this direct light from before the Tzimtzum, can also illuminate the darkness. As we said before, Yidden will do tshuva due to a push from above, which will cut off Yenika to the klipas, bringing Geula. That's according to Rabbi Yehoshua. In other words, they both agree it has to be tshuva. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you have to do tshuva. Rabbi Yehoshua says, it's enough that you get a push from above and you'll do tshuva. Now, previously, the Mitter Rebbe explained that Rabbi Eliezer demands tshuva, and this is achishena. Whereas Rabbi Yehoshua does not, and his opinion is Be'ita, but now as a result of how the Mitter Rebbe defined everything, he reverses himself. He says, now that we're saying Be'ita means that the Yidden have to have an awakening, so Be'ita is now the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that the Knesset Yisrael reaches a level of great desire from their own efforts that's in her time. And Achishena, which is now the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua, the opposite of what we said at the beginning, Achishena is that the Eibishter sends or arouses from above a great love and ahava rabba, and thus speeds up the geula from his side. Now the Mitter Rebbe takes it another step. He says that even though kolu kol hakitzin, all the end times have passed, beruchnius, there's a final ketza achron, final end time, which will come in actuality in this world. Before he reaches, he explains that there were kitzin, there were end times that Mashiach could have come, maybe was supposed to come, but because the things were not being done right down here, so they got turned into disastrous years. So he says, nonetheless, There is a kol kol kitzin beruchnias, a final end time, and there will be a final ketzah acharin in this, actually in this world, as it is stated. Wait for it, except that the attribute of judgment delays it. So this final ketzah has two ways in which it can manifest, and this is, and I'm translating the Mitzlaber's words. The first way is only begashmius, like the great material successes of David and Shlomo. King David and King Shlomo. As stated, there is no difference between the world, from this world, Olam Hazeh, in the days of Mashiach, except for servitude to the nations, and like the Rambam. So in other words, that's one option for this Kates, this final Kates, that's it. Could be just Begashmias. And the second way it can come is Beruchnias, in a manner of illumination to the Neshamas, of a powerful revelation of godly light, down below, just like it is above, as stated by the Nevi'im, I will pour out my spirit, Shafachtis Ruchi, and the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, and all of them will know me. These are psukim we say in davening also. All of this is loftier than the godly revelation of Matan Torah, when the bodies were not so refined, and thus the neshamas flew out. Here we will have this great revelation, and we'll stay alive. So those are two ways that this final kates can come. In other words, this final kates that will come, regardless of the state of the Jewish people, this kates, and seemingly this is why Rabbi Eliezer was silent, because he concedes to this kates of Daniel. In other words, he's talking about other ways to bring Mashiach. But finally, in the end, yes, he concedes that there's a final kates, and it can come in one of these two ways, and regardless. But it can manifest itself in the two very different ways we described above. Either just begashmius, there's no change between this world and Yemais Mashiach, or in all these godly revelations like the Nevi'im prophesied. And if you pay attention, they correspond to the Rebbe's explanations of the two tkufas in Yemais Mashiach. The first tkufa of the world doesn't change, and the second tkufa of the world changes in their niflois and gilui elokus, etc. So the Mitzvah Rebbe then writes that this is the basis of the machloket between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yehoshua, between zachu and lo zachu. Not talking about what could have been before, but rather this final ketz of Daniel. And he explains that what is the intermediary, the memutza between them. In other words, how could you? The final ketz came, and you have lots of hatzlacha begashmius, but there's no gilui elikus. So how do you move forward? How do you move forward? So he says, this is the machloikis. What is it that brings you forward? He explains, what is the intermediary, the memutza, between drawing down the energy which elevates the awakening from below of tshuva and a great love and desire for Hashem? And he originally says, Hamshachas koyecha ma'ale man of tshuva, the tshuva, ve'av rabba ad shetech poitz. In other words, what is going to bring you from a state that's all sorts of good in Gashmis, but there's no revelations above nature, to the fact that you'll have revelations above nature? And that's the machloikas between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yehoshua. So seemingly, this means that the machloikas is not about how to speed up the kates, but rather, once the final kates of Daniel has arrived, how do we proceed from loy zachu to zachu, from begashmius to beruchnius? Does it require tshuva from below, as Rabbi Eliezer holds, or can it occur via a great love that is awakened from above, as Rabbi Yehoshua holds? And it seems that the Mitzvah Rebbe is saying that this occurs in both manners, unifying above to below with below to above. He's unifying the opinions.